Rich, you want to get to some more news headlines?
Let's do it.
This is NPR.
The polls have closed in Nepal. Today's elections may spell the end of the 240-year-old monarchy in the Himalayan nation. Results won't come in until at least late April. The lead-up to the election has been marred by violence, with one candidate killed. Security is tight. The BBC's Charles Haviland has more.
Voting in this medieval hill town has been enthusiastic and calm. Long queues formed outside this school well before polls opened. People told the BBC of their happiness that Nepal might now enjoy a new beginning. Turnout seems to be high. In the troubled southeast, there were no reports of violence involving the militant groups opposing the poll. However, reports say one person in the region died after being run over by a police or electoral vehicle.
The BBC's Charles Haviland reporting. Texas investigators made a new discovery in their week-long search of a polygamous compound in El Dorado. They found a bed inside a temple that prosecutors believe men used to sexually abuse underage girls that they took as wives. The state has been searching the grounds for a week. More than 400 children from the compound are now in state custody. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the FLDS, controls the compound. FLDS leader Warren Jeffs is in prison for unrelated polygamous crimes. And the Masters Golf Tournament begins today in Augusta, Georgia. All eyes are on Tiger Woods. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Tiger Woods is playing better than ever, and that's saying a lot. He's already won 13 major championships, Jack Nicklaus's record is 18, and has ruled the game for the last decade. Woods has won three of the four PGA Tour events he's played this year, and when asked this week about winning all four major tournaments this season, Woods reminded reporters he won all four in a row before, though not in the same year. Most of his fellow pros refer to Woods in glowing terms. One who's consistently refused to bow down is South African Rory Sabatini, but history says he's already out of the running at the Masters. Yesterday, Sabatini won the pre-tournament par 3 contest. No golfer has won the par 3 and the Masters the same year. Sabatini shrugged it off, saying he doesn't believe in curses. Tiger Woods didn't play the par 3.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.